From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. A recent study published by the Journal of Psychology found that 84% of parents in the U.S. lie to their children. Now, that's not that surprising, is it? Do you? Have you ever gotten caught at it? And did your parents lie to you? Did you ever catch them out? What did they say? And how did you find out the truth? We're at 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW, 800-289-5869. Or write to us, conversation at KUOW.org. What are the lies your parents told you?
My mom told me a lie that I would get worms from eating raw cookie dough. And I did not know that that was a lie until I was in my mid-20s, and I was regurgitating that information to some other people, and they just looked at me like I was a moron.
My mother used to get me to go to the store for her when I was a kid. It was a very local store, not very far away, and she used to tell me to run all the way there and all the way back, just so that I'd be safe. And she said, I'll time you. And every day, I used to run to the store for her. I'd go like the wind, my little legs flying like crazy, panting what I wanted to buy when I got to the store. I was so out of breath, and then running all the way home, and then my mother would tell me that I was faster than I was the night before, and I was so happy that I was getting faster every time. And I think she came clean about this sometime in my 30s, and I was absolutely devastated. She just very calmly said to me, oh, you know, I never timed that. I just used to make it up. And it really hit me. I was absolutely gutted that she'd never timed me on all of those occasions.
The lies your parents told you, the lies you tell your kids. 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. Samantha wrote to us on Facebook to say, my mom told me that cows that live on mountains can never stand on flat ground because they'd fall over, one side of their legs being shorter than the other. She goes on to write, I tucked the information into the very back cabinet of my brain until I was 17 or 18. The thought revisited me while I was driving by myself. I could not stop laughing. Maybe Samantha looked to her left at a cow and realized that that's crazy. You know Ken Jennings as Seattle's trivia master. He holds the record for the longest winning streak on the U.S. syndicated show Jeopardy. You might not know, or maybe you also know this. He's the author of the recent book, Because I Said So, The Truth Behind the Myths, Tales, and Warnings Every Generation Passes Down to Its Kids. And I want to preface my conversation with Ken by saying, Dylan and Caitlin, Ken's kids, if you're listening, turn the radio off right now. You're not allowed to listen to this segment on the radio. So, Ken, do you tell them lies?
Hopefully they're still at school and not hearing this. But yeah, sometimes on purpose, sometimes by accident.
Like what purposeful lies do you tell them? You can tell us.
Well, you know, we just had our first year where none of the kids believed in Santa. And it was all our fault. You know, kids turn 5 or 6, they start losing their teeth. And right about the age when they're going to stop believing in this stuff anyway because of schoolyard chatter, you introduce one more improbable nighttime gift giver, you know, a tooth fairy who turns teeth into quarters. And we told my daughter this when she lost her first tooth, and we could just see her face fall and the whole house of cards. The whole deception just collapsed in that moment. Santa, Easter Bunny, all gone.
By the way, according to this study, the most common lies are Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy. You didn't hear that from me, kids. Ask your parents about it. Did your parents lie to you, Ken?
Well, a lot of the things I tell my kids that I've since found to be untrue are things that I just believed when I was a kid, you know? And I think that's how they start. Some parent maybe not. Maybe the parent is pulling something over on their kid when they say, you know, if you pee in the pool, there's a chemical that'll make the water turn blue. You know, some parent is just giggling to himself, hoping that keeps the kid from peeing in the pool. But the kid genuinely believes it and grows up to tell his friends and his kids. And, you know, through the generations, that becomes a thing. I've seen a couple of movies where that's a plot point, and there is no such chemical. You know, the pool will not turn blue. Pee away.
There you go. Now, you track down some of these things that have been told to us over the years. And because I said so, one of them, and I heard this, maybe you heard this too, if you sit too close to the television, you'll hurt your eyes.
This, like many of these, this does have some kernel of truth. There was a GE product recall in the late 60s where new color TVs were putting out too much x-rays. But within a month, that problem was solved. But then you have all these parents with sort of this vestigial memory of this danger. And so they make the kids sit far away from the TV. In fact, there's no leakage of anything dangerous. Eye doctors say, no matter how close you sit, you'll get nothing worse than temporary eye strain. It's totally harmless, but everybody believes it.
Now, a lot of these things that our parents tell us have to do with eating. And I heard this one, too. If you swallow your gum, it's going to stay in your stomach.
for 7 years. Often it's got this scientific sounding precise statistic. No, the body's very good at getting rid of even undigestible stuff like chewing gum base the normal digestive way. You wait a day or two and you may see it again. There are cases where kids have had, you know, kids who compulsively swallow 5 to 10 pieces of gum a day. Sometimes that can make a little blockage. But for the rest of us, no, totally safe.
That might be more the quantity than the fact that it's gum.
That's right.
Now, Ryan wrote to us on Facebook and said, my sister and dad told me that if I swallowed the seeds while eating watermelon, they would start to grow in my stomach. I figured it out over the long term since my stomach did not swell up to immense proportions. So he kind of found out that was a lie.
To me, that one sounds like it started as a prank, you know, a sort of a teasing dad playing a mean joke. And the kid never heard the punchline, which is that this is not true. There are cases where people have inhaled seeds and the lungs are much, they're not as acidic as the stomach and stuff can sprout there. A guy in Russia had a pine tree growing in his lung. So, but as long as you swallow it instead of breathe it in, no seed is going to grow in there.
Now, in doing your research for this book, were there some things that you just assumed were lies that parents told but actually turned out to be right?
Absolutely. I don't know if they're lies, but there are lots of things that conventional wisdom that I assumed were just dumb things like chicken soup being good for a cold. You know, I don't know why my mom ever said that. It seemed like some old-timey superstition. But now that they've done tests in labs, chicken soup seems to be better at controlling cold symptoms than other hot liquids for whatever reason, the proteins in it or something. So sometimes, you know, mom, even accidentally maybe, mom or dad know what they're talking about.
And also apparently good for the soul, if you believe the title of that book.
Right, there's spiritual benefits too.
We're talking today about the lies that your parents told you. We're at 206-543-5869, 800-289-5869. Write to us, conversation at kuow.org. Our producer, Cameron Drews, went around KUOW, see if you can recognize some of these voices, and got an earful of parental lies.
My mom told me a lot of lies when I was younger, all the classics, of course, but the oddest one was that when I hold a helium balloon, and if I let it go, it would float to the ocean and kill baby seals. I don't know why seals, though. I didn't particularly care for them, but I cared for them after I learned that I was killing them.
So my father once told me that if you touched a utility pole, you know, there's wooden utility poles, that you would be electrocuted. So I steered clear away from them when I was a young kid. And then one day I saw my sister leaning up against one and I was like, you're going to die. And of course she was fine.
My mom used to take my sister and me to this restaurant called Tom's. And she used to tell us that she could control when our food would come out of the kitchen. And the way she controlled it was as soon as she lit her cigarette, our food would come out. And so this enchanted my sister and I, and she did it time after time after time. So when we'd go to Tom's, we would beg her to light her cigarette. We would beg her to start smoking so we could get our food out more quickly.
But when I was little, my dad told me that the hairs that go around an artichoke heart are poisonous. So I would spend hours peeling off every single hair to get to the artichoke heart. So basically, I spent hours of my childhood at the table with artichoke hearts.
We're talking about the lies our parents told us, the lies we tell our kids. Ken Jennings is with us. Betsy wrote to us, my dad told me that he was in the Rolling Stones. He was friends with Paula Abdul in college. Amzia wrote, my dad told me if I eat too much salt, my blood will dry up. Ken, that's not true, is it?
No, I'm afraid not.
Okay. Let's go to Tracy, who's listening to us today in Bellevue. Tracy, were you told lies by your parents?
I was told so many lies, and it's turned me into a big liar with my own kids, yes.
Like, give me one example of a lie that you were told.
Okay, so the one I'm still kind of bitter about is my mom told me that if I ate all the bread crusts on my sandwiches, my hair would become beautifully curly. And I'm still waiting for that to happen because it hasn't happened yet.
So. Now, you're so disappointed by those lies they told you, but you tell lies to your kids anyway?
Yeah, you know, it's just part of the fun tradition now. So I just see how big can I make it be, how big of a whopper before my kids catch on that I'm not telling the truth.
Now, kids, your kids are probably in school. Give us an example of one real big whopper you told them that you got them to believe.
Yeah, so we heard some noises on the roof the other night, and I know we've had some raccoons up there. So I just made up this big, elaborate tale about how there's bears in the area, and they had to watch out for the bears. And sometimes bears have been known to get on roofs and, like, build little huts out of pine cones and branches and stuff. And so it went on for a little while before they finally kind of looked at each other and realized I was making it up.
You went one step too far, and they busted you.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the game now is, you know, how far can I go before they catch on?
Hey, thanks a lot for calling us, Tracy. I appreciate it. Let's go to Nancy, who's listening to us today on Vashon Island. Nancy, were you told lies by your parents?
Hi, yes, I most certainly was. And the worst one that was so scary was when my mother would leave my younger sister and I, when we were pretty young, in the car while she ran into the post office. She told us that if we got into the front seat, the car would explode.
Whoa, that kept you in the back seat, I bet.
It kept us in the back seat. I guess she was afraid we would start the car and drive off.
Now, did you ever realize she's lying? Or did you, just in later life, did you remember it and it finally came back to you that you'd been deceived all these years?
Yeah, it was a little later because we were too young to even think too much about it. We just listened and did what she said.
Hey, thanks a lot for calling us with that, Nancy. I appreciate it. So our producer, Arwin Nix, also was lied to as a child. Arwin, what were you lied to about?
Well, that's the thing, is that it wasn't really a lie. It was just one of those things that I thought it was true because I took everything really literally. My dad would always say that people hadn't made music since the 70s and that the Beatles wrote every song. So any song I heard growing up, I just assumed it had been written in the 70s or before. And so I was 8 or 9 years old and I was at a friend's house for like my first sleepover. And MTV was on, and this brand new song was being introduced. And I had to ask my friend's older brother, like, is this really a new song? Like, this just happened? And he explained it to me that it was. And I ran to the phone and called my dad and was like, Dad, you won't believe it. They're making music again. It's happening. And he was just like, what are you even talking about?
So that was he forgot that he told you that lie.
Well, and he, you know what, he still stands by it that people haven't made music since the 70s.
Well, so. Yeah, that's more of a philosophical stand than a factual stand. Thanks for telling us about that, Arwin. And this is kind of a media related one too. Jim on Facebook wrote, I was watching Mr. Ed when I was like 10. Generation check. It was a situation comedy about a horse that talked, Mr. Ed. And I asked why the TV show is in black and white. My grandma told me it was before they had color. I was completely taken aback by what an undertaking it must have been to invent color. And why did certain things get this color and that and so on? I was a dumb little kid, writes Jim. That's a great lie. And that's so funny to think of him doing that. Adriana is with us in South Lake Union today. Adriana, you got told a lie?
My little sister did, actually.
Yeah, what was it?
My dad told her that if she ever ate more than 9 cherries, it was toxic and she would get sick and die. And that's because he really, really liked cherries and wanted them all for himself. And we didn't even find out until after he passed away and she was a teenager that she had never eaten more than 9 cherries in a single sitting.
So 9, okay, 10, boom, you're out.
Yep, yeah, apparently.
Wow. Hey, Adriana, thanks for telling us about that. Let's go to Jody, who's up on Capitol Hill this afternoon. If you just tuned in, the lies our parents told us, and maybe the lies you tell your kids. Jody, what was yours?
Well, my mom had a trick when she wanted to get my sister and I to behave. And if we were fighting or something, she'd say, well, it's time to call the orphanage. And she would pick up the telephone and dial. And we would stand there just very scared and frightened. And she'd say, hello? Yes, I have 2 girls who are really misbehaving. And when can you come and get them? And I would stand there and just be indignant. Like, how dare she send us away for this? And my little sister would just start crying her heart out and just be completely like, Mommy, I'll never do it again. Please don't give us away to the orphanage. And my mother would just, she'd hold the phone and say, hold on just a minute. And she'd cover the phone and say, if you promise to be good, I'll tell them not to come. And it worked like a charm for her, but it was very traumatic for us.
How long did it work? Did you finally just go, you know, you're not on the phone to the orphanage, Mom?
I think I probably got to the point where, I mean, I just took it differently than my sister, and I probably got to the point where I was like, fine, I'd rather live there than here.
Enough already. I'll go. That seems kind of cruel to me, Ken, to tell kids something like that.
Yeah, I mean, obviously a lot of these start with self-serving motivations, parents trying to stop some unsafe or annoying behavior. You know, my parents used to tell me that the car wouldn't run if we didn't have our seatbelts on. And, you know, that's a noble motivation to get the kids to buckle their seatbelts. But when I tell my children that knock-knock jokes cause colon cancer just because I'm annoyed, that's maybe not so selfless of me.
Have you ever gotten busted by your kids?
In the age of Google, it's much easier for your kids to bust you, you know? Like, kids don't just nod and say, wow, that's true, the world was in black and white until 1959, you know? It's very easy for them to find out when Dad is talking through his hat.
206-543-5869. The lies our parents told us. Bill wrote to say, I was told that Lee press-on fingernails came from dead people. McLetz wrote, my mom told me that putting ice cubes in a hot drink or soup would give me a stomach ache. How did I find out it wasn't true? Logic, wrote McLetz. But apparently the most common lie that parents tell, if this is actual research, it's from the International Journal of Psychology. It occurs if a kid's having a tantrum in public and their parent says they're going to walk away if the kid does not behave. That seems kind of cruel, too.
My parents did that, too, actually. And that is sort of cruel. I guess maybe it stops the tantrum, but maybe not for the right reason.
It works for a while, and it doesn't work. Jessica wrote, it wasn't my parents, but it was an older relative, very old and from Mississippi, who told me that if you drink coffee before you're 16, you will turn black. I found out it wasn't true when I started drinking coffee at age 8, and it didn't turn black. We're just about out of time, but we heard this other message a little earlier yesterday when we were asking folks about lies their parents told them.
This is Kathy Ducharme, KUOW News Director. When I was heading off to college, my dad told me a lie about credit cards. He said, if you don't pay the card off at the end of every month, they'll take it away. And I believed him. It was a pretty good lie.
That is a good lie with a good message to it. Ken Jennings, thanks so much for stopping by. We appreciate
it. Pleasure, Ross. Thanks for having me.
Ken's book, Because I Said So, The Truth Behind the Myths, Tales, and Warnings Every Generation Passes Down to Kids. David Hyde produces our program with Arwen Nix. We get production help from Cameron Drews and Amber Cortez. Bernard Ouellette is in control. I'm Ross Reynolds.